You're listening to From Our Lens, a podcast for photographers and brides where we dive into all things weddings.
Whether you're a pro behind the lens or bride-to-be, we've got you covered.
Join in on the conversation and take it from the gals who have been to a wedding or two.
Grab your camera or your wedding planner and tune in for our hot wedding takes. Let's focus on your forever. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome back to the podcast.
Welcome back. Hi.
We are giggling right now because we just did our intro and our like recap, and Jordan wasn't recording.
This works great though, because we were literally just talking about how I have a case of the Mondays, and this just really sums it all up. I literally saw that I wasn't recording and my heart just sank because I'm like, I have to talk for even longer.
Yeah. 10 minutes. Well, I think what we'll do is we'll insert our little blurb of our recap with Jordan's camera audio, and then you guys can understand why it doesn't sound normal, but
sorry.
Welcome back.
How are you, Jordan?
I have a case of the Mondays today, but I'm powering through it.
The Mondays.
Yes.
Yeah. Jordan's a little on the sleepy side today, but we're here.
It's
we're
doing funny it. To say that. I feel like every day I'm on my sleepy side.
Yeah.
But
today especially.
Today especially. Yeah.
It's okay. We all have those days.
You know what? Yeah. It's raining here, and I feel like rain really can contribute to how you feel. So I think I'm just going to blame it on that and call it a day.
100%.
Yeah.
When it's like overcast and gross out, I feel like it just gets rid of all of your motivation to do anything.
Yeah. Like I woke up at 7 a.m. this morning. Did I get out of
bed? Yeah, that's good.
Absolutely that's not. Good. But
yeah.
Whatever.
See, I'm a kind of, for some reason, when I wake up, I'm like, I have to get out of bed. No matter what,
even can if I feel crappy. Can I have some of that? Because I need some of that.
It's weird. Yeah, you can have it. Because sometimes I'm like, wouldn't it be nice just to lay on my phone for like an hour? But I also have dogs though, so
that's maybe probably that's what part I need. Of it. I need a cat or a dog.
Or a dog to get you out. Mm-hmm. Been at it. But yeah, how was your weekend, Jordan?
It was good. I didn't have a wedding again this weekend. Another like blessed weekend.
Me neither.
So I enjoyed it. I went to the river.
Yeah.
Saturday. Nice. And then I went on the river Sunday. And kayaked. And
so fun.
I was telling Sarah, I crashed on a rock and I almost, well, I did not almost drown. I was being dramatic when I said that, but I filled my kayak and then we had to like dump it out in the middle of the river on this rock. And it was a bit chaotic, but we survived.
But you're fine. Yeah. Yeah, Jordan, because we were going to record yesterday and she was like, I think I want to go kayaking. And I was like, okay, no worries. And then.
Well, I was saying like, it's like, this was the last weekend of the summer.
Yeah,
because by the time I have another weekend off, it's going to be full on fall. And it was actually really nice this weekend, so it's like, I don't know, I had to.
Yeah,
I
had to take advantage of it.
Yeah, I had to. What did you do?
No, totally. I did absolutely nothing. Like last weekend, I had a weekend off too, went to the lake, just like didn't do any work. This weekend, I was in a editing cave all weekend and that's all I did. And then yesterday I was like, you know what? I'm going to do some painting. So I took out a bucket of paint and I have all my doors upstairs painted black and I painted all the bedroom doors downstairs black.
Oh.
And then I painted my studio wall down there. And I don't know. I was just sometimes like, that's my mental like checkout is if I get a paint can and just start painting, which probably isn't the best thing, but like, I don't know. It's my like therapies for some reason. So yeah, I just wanted to change up the house and get out of my head. I'm actually sore today. That's how much I painted yesterday.
Oh my God. I'm sore today too from kayaking. Let's go.
Yeah. We're stiff girls. You should talk about your little wall there. Jordan's got a new update.
Yeah, I'm in a new little set. This is my...
So cool.
Boudoir update. This is my boudoir studio that I'm updating.
So sweet.
But we have wallpaper. And if anybody knows wallpaper, it's not for the faint of heart. But
yeah, how did it go?
It was good. Like, it's not abstract or anything, so it's kind of like you just have to line up the flowers, and it looks really good.
It looks so good.
I'm really excited. It really, like, opens up the room. I feel like it makes the room bigger, even though, yeah. Like, it's weird. You'd think it'd make it smaller looking because it's, yeah. Like, filled. But it's really cool. It's really funky. I just
love the design on it, too. It's beautiful.
Yes. Yeah, it's really fun. So I've been just, like, hanging out in my living room enjoying it, honestly.
Yeah. I think Jordan inspired me with her wall. I was like, dang, I want to make something funky like that. So I just start painting, but it doesn't look quite as cool as that, that's for sure.
The next part of my wall, my studio, is making like a gallery wall like yours, like behind you.
Yeah.
So maybe you'll have
good luck with that. That's awful.
I know. That's why
this wall, I don't know if you can see in the video, but I'll move my camera. It's wild.
I know.
It took me a full year, I think, to do.
That's what I mean. Like, I've been, like, not wanting to do it because I know it's going to be a pain, but it's fine.
And I think the issue with it is, like, it's very finicky and, I don't know, you have to, like, line up the pictures nice and, like, you want them to look good together. It's, I don't know.
I'm very, like, anal about that stuff, so I know it's going to be annoying. Yeah.
Yeah. But just don't do a whole room. Like, doing the entire room was, like, I just would pick at it. And pick at it and then like move pictures around. There's like a billion holes in my walls, but
oh well, it's fine.
Yeah, it's worth it. It's sweet, but we both, you have a wedding next weekend. Mm-hmm. You're going to
Revelstoke.
What's it called again? Revelstoke. That's gonna be so good. And I'm in Saskatoon. Mm. So we both have our exciting weekends ahead.
How does this happen to us? It's like I the know same
and it's funny, it's on the same weekend. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that'll be fun. We'll have some fun content coming up out of that. But today we were kind of thinking of like different topics to talk about, obviously. And one thing that we haven't really touched on fully is elopements. And your wedding this weekend, is it an elopement kind of?
I guess.
Or not really.
I think it is. It's very much like just family. So I would say it is still. Yeah. I think it's only maybe like 30 or 40 people. So.
Yeah. What do you, I guess, what we should start with is like, what's the definition of an elopement to you?
Yeah.
Let me Google it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you your definition and I'll Google it.
I don't know. I think for me, an elopement is just choosing to get married without the event. I guess that's the best way I could say it. Like, instead of having a wedding event, you're just eloping and you're doing the, like, you're getting married without the vent of it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, like the show.
Yeah,
the,
like the show. So yeah. You're still getting married, and I think a lot of people get stuck on elopement, and they're like, oh, well, that's when two people just go get married. And I think that's definitely changed in the last few years, because I think you can still elope and have your very close family with you. And it's less of a show, less of an event, less of a party, and more of a wedding, like more of a act of getting married. That's what it's more about.
Yeah. No, I would honestly say the same thing. Like, and it's just, it kind of, what I like about elopements is they kind of restructure like what a wedding means, mm-hmm. and what it is. Mm-hmm. And it makes you, I don't know, really think about everything. But on Google, it says the definition of an elopement is an intentionally small, intimate, meaningful, and authentic wedding experience that is a true reflection of your relationship where the focus of the day is really about the two of you.
Nice. I think that's
a really good definition.
That really fits in with what I kind of said too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never totally looked
that
yeah.
up. So that's cool to hear. That's cool.
No. And I think the fact that it says that the focus of the day is about the two of you is so valid, mm-hmm. because I think like that's why all photographers love elopements, because you feel the love. Everyone is so authentically themselves, because they're not, you know, this might sound bad, but like putting on the show of the wedding and the event. And like when, you know, a big wedding, sometimes it's not about you. It's about the family. It's about the presentation. It's about the, it's an event.
Which
right?
still is important if that's what you choose to do. Like, it's still cool.
Well, totally. Yeah. It's just a different way of looking at a wedding. And if that big wedding, the show, the event is stressing you out and is not you, then an elopement is such a good option for people.
I think, too, people get, like, stuck when they hear photographers talking about how much we love elopements. And it's like, obviously photographers are going to love elopements because they are mostly focused on the couple and the cute pictures and, like, the experience and doing the cool stuff. But that's not, like, obviously that's why part of the reason why we love them so much. But I think the bigger part of it, of why we love elopements so much, is because the focus is on the two people. It's not because we get, like, the pretty pictures. Like, yeah, that's a bonus. But it's the way you feel after you shoot an elopement versus a wedding. Not saying that there's a bad thing between a wedding versus an elopement, but it's just a very different feeling, because when I feel like when I shoot an elopement, I leave and I'm like, wow, like, I feel like I'm a part of their love now, because you're just so invested. And then when you shoot a wedding, you still feel that way, but it's more of like, I feel like I'm a part of their family, because I met every single person in their family, and I just partied with everybody and took pictures with them, and I have all these new friends. But it's definitely like a different vibe.
Totally. Yeah. And I think, like, you can still get that feeling from a big wedding, but I think not every wedding, because I don't think every couple, you know, is really meant for the big wedding, but that's what everybody does. That's what you're expected to do. I think there's so many people that are so much better suited for an elopement, but you're expected to have the big wedding because
that's just what you're supposed to
do. That's just what you do.
And I think changing. So that's changing as we talk about it, which is good.
Yeah.
But,
and that was, I think, every photographer's favorite part about COVID, is that people, the amount of people that said to me, like, I'm so glad that we had a wedding in 2020 because we got the wedding we wanted, because we were expected to do the big wedding. We were expected to do the big thing. And we were able to have a wedding with 20 people in our backyard. We were able to go off on our own to Golden and get married in the mountains. Like, so many people just said, like, wow, this was, like, such a good thing. So I think that was an eye-opener to a lot of people, but I still think a lot of people do those big weddings because you kind of have to sometimes, honestly.
Yeah. And what can you do? Like, I mean, and that's not, there's nothing wrong with that, but we're going to dive into it. We're going to talk about all the things that we know, so that if you don't know anything, maybe you'll learn something from us. So
so I think we should talk about our favorite elopements last. But let's start with, well, should we do where, why, how?
Yeah, let's just break it down. Let's break it down for everyone. Let's do it.
So let's talk about where. Where should you elope?
Anywhere.
Garden.
I mean, I think when
anywhere in the world.
I think when people think of elopements, they think of, like, going to the mountains, or like going to Mexico, or 100%. Like going to a crazy place and eloping, not telling, going to Vegas, not telling anybody, and coming back and being like, we eloped. But people forget about the fact that you can go down to City Hall and still have an elopement. People think, like, people forget about, like, just going to a park that you guys love can still be very special if you make it special. So really, I feel like you can elope anywhere. And I think it depends on what kind of people you are. If you guys don't like the big shows, maybe you are more suited to go to your favorite park and, like, literally just go stand in the park. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. It can be very beautiful still. Pick a beautiful part of the park. It doesn't have to be somewhere with everybody. But if you guys still are adventurous people but want to elope and have that intimate time, go somewhere else then. If you guys like to travel, go somewhere else. Again, like the definition said, it's very much about you guys. So choose what you want. Like, you can really do it anywhere. That's the cool thing about it. You can't get married anywhere with a big wedding, but you can elope anywhere.
Yeah. Like, your backyard. You can do, I don't know. Mm-hmm. There's so many cool places. Just to, I think the main thing, and like that definition said, is make it intentional and focus on you guys. And, like, it goes back to the, like, why do we get married?
Mm-hmm.
This is such a big thing that we talk about, because I think sometimes it gets forgotten, which is wild to think, but, like, you're getting married because you love this person and you want to spend the rest of your life with this person, and you're committing. Okay, so focus that, focus on you two. What really matters. So I think location,
does it,
somewhere, wherever you want.
Well, like, if it matters to you, then but if not, pick a just a nice little spot. Doesn't have to be
totally
anything crazy to still be special.
Exactly. Okay, how do you elope? Where do you start?
Well, I think you start by deciding you want to elope.
Yes. First things first. You look at planning a 400-person wedding and you say, no, that's not for me.
First things first, you find a man or a woman and you fall in love.
Yes. Yeah. You probably need someone to marry to elope with.
And then you are going to get married. So then you start thinking about oh, I don't want to spend all that money, like you said. So we're going to elope. Mm-hmm. Or we don't want to stand in front of all those people and tell them our deepest, darkest love secrets. Not secrets, but like,
yeah.
You know.
Your whatever. What do you call that?
Your
vulnerable self.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And then you need to find somebody to officiate because mm-hmm. you can't legally get married without yeah. somebody to do that. So either that means.
You need the legal aspect.
Either that means you find somebody to do that for you, or you have a friend get like ordained, something like that.
Yeah.
And I think too.
There's lots of options with that too.
Yeah.
Like you can
have people.
Have someone special or have a random if you want it to be more like just you two.
Yeah. And I think too, like, depending on where you are, like, I know that, I don't know if it's here. I think here your minister, like your person that's marrying you can be your witness, I believe.
Oh, really?
I think, right?
Or is it BC? Because I think BC you can be a witness if you're the, but there certain provinces, like,
yeah,
they don't allow you to do like the weekend thing. Like you have to be actually like, there's a number of people in the province that are legally able to marry people. And then some province, I don't know, everything is so different.
So I guess the next step would be figure out wherever you're getting married, like wherever you're eloping, figure out what their rules are, because you don't want to do it and then have to redo it, right? Like you want to make sure you know what you're up to. And I know like places like Colorado, have you seen this? That your dog can actually be your witness. Your dog can sign your marriage license.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, with his footprint.
That is ridiculous.
Look it up. It's for real. Seriously.
I'm getting married in Colorado.
That's what everybody said. No, but seriously.
What? That's insane.
So, like, there's cute little things you can find out if you, like, look it up. But I think.
Did not know that.
You got to figure out that out because in my opinion, this is might be a hot take, but in my opinion, like, yes, like, legally, if you want to be married, you have to do the paperwork and you have to send it in and you have to have a minister or, like, all the stuff. But, if that doesn't matter to you, like, in my opinion, what is saying that you can't get married and not do that in your own heart?
Like, legally?
Yeah. Like, you're not legally married, obviously. But, like,
you're so funny.
No. Okay. But you know what I mean, though? Like, if that's not something that's important to you and you really don't, like, feel the need, like.
And you can always go to, like, City Hall, like you said, and go sign the papers.
Yeah. Because I think if you, I don't know. If you really don't want to go through all that and you want to just sign the papers and then do it by yourself, like, what is wrong with that?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Totally. And that's, like, a lot of people will, like, say going to Mexico, for example. You, to actually legally get married in Mexico, you have to, like, do blood work and you have to, I don't know. There's, like, all these weird things mm-hmm. that you have to do to actually have it done there. So a lot of people will get married in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, to me, it seems like the way my brain works, I'm like, if I was getting married in Mexico and I was having a ceremony and I was doing the whole thing, I would want to legally sign the papers right then. That's just how my brain works. But I know it's like it doesn't matter.
See, and for me, I don't care. Yeah. I would not care.
Yeah. And then, I don't know. I'm like, why are we here? Like, this isn't actually I don't know. That's just my brain.
No, but this is a thing. Like, and then, so you have that opinion. And for me, it's like, what matters more to me is the ceremony part of it and, like, not the paperwork. The paperwork for me is, like, a formality.
No.
So why does it matter?
And I think so, too. But, like, in my brain, it's like, oh, then you have, like, two anniversaries. I don't know. That's just me.
Oh, my God. No.
And, like, on the paper, I would want it to say, like, the day we got married, the day we exchanged our vows, like, I would have to have it the same day.
See? And, like, that's the thing. Like, some people care and some people don't.
Yeah. So, and I don't care, like, if someone were to do it the opposite way, it doesn't matter to me. But, like, and then, yeah, we talked about the location. And then decide who you want. If you literally just want it to be you and your partner and your photographer and your officiant, whoever's marrying you, that's cool. If you want to have 40 people, cool. If you want to have 10 people, like, it literally is all.
No, I think people start to get weirded out and they're like, oh, well, if there's 40 people, is an elopement? It's like, yes, because it's still,
yeah.
Like, most of the times, if you still have only 40 people at your wedding, you're not having, like, the big, huge party. You're having dinner.
No, totally.
You're going to bed at, like, a decent time. Like, it's not the same. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. No, it's definitely different. And I think there's, even in this elopement definition, it's not like an elopement has to be under 10 people. Like, no, it can be whatever you want. It's just something smaller, more intimate, more just, like, I think, not traditional too.
Yeah. Yeah. Not traditional is a good way.
Okay. Let's talk about financially. Mm-hmm. How do you, like, not like how do you do it, but like, what are the perks financially to elope?
Well, you're not spending
obvious reasons.
You're not spending astronomically as much, for sure. Like, it's definitely a big difference. Yeah. And I think maybe this is part of it too, why some people do decide, and that's totally fine too. I feel like, yeah, totally. What is the point in going into debt to have a wedding when it's probably something you don't even want to do?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And if it's something you've dreamt of, it's something you want the celebration, you want the party, then 100%. But like, some people, they don't even want that. And if you're not like a center of attention person, mm-hmm. that's why I think elopements are so smart. Because mm-hmm. what are your expenses? You have probably a dress and a suit.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
You're officiant, usually. You're officiant. Unless it's somebody that you know, and then you probably yeah. don't.
Hair and makeup if you decide.
Hair and makeup. Or a photographer if you're having one, which you should. Yeah. But
yeah, definitely. If you don't have anyone there, you should at least have a photographer.
Yeah. Yeah. Some places,
I guess,
some places
depends where you get married to.
Yeah, some places do require you to have like a little bit of like not an event permit, but like you're having something, so they make you pay a fee to have yeah. like a little gathering.
Yeah.
And then I guess like the cost That's of your marriage it. License, because you have yeah. to pay for that.
And I guess if you do any sort of supper or something after, but yeah. like that compared to all the expenses of a big wedding, I think for a lot of people, it just makes so much more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So financially, that is a big reason to elope, because if you want to buy a house or if you want to start a family when you're like starting your life with someone, you know, spending 50 grand on a wedding might not be...
Yeah.
What do you want?
Well, and the thing is too, when you're planning a big wedding, you have to split your money that you have for the whole wedding between so many different things, versus when you're eloping, maybe you have the same amount of money that you want to spend, but that way you only have to spend it on 5 things. So each thing gets a little bit bigger of a budget, because you have more money to spend on like the 3 things that you're buying versus the 30 things you have to buy with the same amount of money. So you can kind of splurge.
And you're not feeding 400 people.
You can kind of.
And you're not, yeah, you know, like.
You get yeah. to splurge a little bit, which yeah. is a nice.
And then you can buy that dress you've always wanted. Yeah. You can go to that place, you know,
yeah.
or stay at like a fancy hotel. Like you can definitely stretch like expenses on things.
Yeah.
And I guess like, what's your number one reason why you should elope?
So that you can focus on your love. That's what I would say. That's the thing I notice.
I think so too.
That's the thing I yeah. notice about people that elope. It just feels like they're so much more in the moment with each other, because a big wedding, like, you still have that opportunity to be in the moment with each other, but I think it's just less because you're focused on a whole bunch of other different things, which is fine, but you're just it's just not as much time as you would when you're eloping and it's just the two of you or whatever it is. Like,
yeah,
that's the thing I noticed.
No, I think that's the biggest part. It's yeah, and it's less time talking to people, saying hi, giving hugs, and like you really just focus in on you and your partner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess one of the most difficult things I think with eloping is telling your family.
Yeah.
Because especially if you're the only daughter or the only child, maybe the only son, your parents are like, they have these dreams of the wedding and inviting all their friends and the community, or, you know, I think it's yeah. like more common too in like smaller communities
yeah.
to have these big weddings, open dance where the whole community comes. And how do you say to your parents, yeah, we're not doing that?
Right. Yeah. I feel like there's definitely an art of like explaining this to people of your family. But like,
yeah.
I think the problem is you have to go into that conversation and not just straight out say, hey, we're eloping. Because I think just because of the word elopement, your parents are automatically going to get scared.
Scared. Yeah.
And be like,
that's true.
What?
That's true.
So I don't know why. Like, if you're going into that conversation, maybe sit them down and say, hey, we don't want to do things traditionally. We want to do this differently, instead of just opening yeah. with the word elope, because I think that mm-hmm. that just like that word just like puts fear into everyone's head and they're like, oh my God, no, we're not going to see anything. We're not going to know. And it's like,
yeah,
maybe the whole conversation is they want you to come and you're getting all worked yeah. up over literally nothing, because they're trying to tell you like, we still want our family to come.
I think a lot of parents' fear too comes from like back in the day. I think eloping was like, or weddings went one of two ways. Like you have the big wedding, you invite the community, and that's the one way. Or people just go get married at a courthouse and they're married. So I think like parents probably don't really understand like the spectrum of weddings that mm-hmm. happen now. Mm-hmm. And that it's not just like one way. It kind of, it's way more broad now.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably part of it too.
I think just eliminating the word elopement when you're talking to your parents.
Yes, totally. Like, yeah.
They don't like,
we can. And if you think your parents are going to be completely heartbroken, maybe you just bring your parents. Like, I think a lot of parents would probably understand, but if that's going to completely like ruin your relationship, then maybe you have family, you know? And maybe if not, just freaking go do it and tell them after. That might be bad advice.
Maybe don't listen to Sarah.
Yeah, don't listen to me.
No, because really, like, the nice thing about an elopement, they can be standing far enough away that they don't really hear. If that's
what totally.
Like, they can just be yep. a part of it in a certain way. Like, I think.
Or you could do private vows before. Yep. Like, if that's, like, I had one in Banff, and the couple, I think they probably would have literally just eloped. But same thing, their family wanted to be there. So it was literally parents, siblings, mm-hmm. nieces and nephew. And I think she had one friend.
Yeah.
But what they did is they did like a first look, and the family was up here on the hill where they were doing the ceremony, like the legal mm-hmm. part. And we were like down at the beach, like on the lake. Mm-hmm. And she walked up to him. They hugged. They did their vows. And I was like, when people are doing private vows, I like to be far enough back that they know I'm not like listening.
Yeah.
So I was a little bit further back. They did their completely intimate vows. And then we walked up the hill and everyone saw her for the first time. That's nice. And then
yeah.
they did their ceremony. And I think that's a good option too. Like, it doesn't have to be. With an elopement, you can literally do whatever you want.
Well, that's the thing. Like,
yeah,
you can have a first look with everybody and have everybody surprised at the same time. You don't have to like, yeah, like doesn't have to be a certain way.
Yeah.
That's the cool part.
And I think my why is the same. I think the big fat Greek wedding is not for everybody.
Yeah.
And I think I've seen a lot of couples that probably would have done so well with an elopement.
Yeah.
And then there's couples who the big wedding, like they are thriving. Like this is their thing. Yes. Or the couples that do the medium-sized wedding or, you know. So with us, like we see both.
Mm-hmm.
Like every weekend we see, you know. So I think if you want that, then you should do it.
I think so. Just do yeah. it. Just do it.
Yeah. Even just the planning, like for people that don't like to plan things, like what a difference that would be planning an elopement versus planning a huge wedding. Like
yeah.
there's so much involved.
I can imagine that, like,
yeah.
That would be, I think too, like just the stress factor. If you're someone that like is going to get really stressed over a big wedding, like you shouldn't be stressing mm-hmm. over your wedding that much. And if it really is going to cause you that much stress, then again, maybe that it's is
not worth
it. That's enough of a reason to just elope.
I think some people, you need to look at the traditional wedding, the traditional timeline, spending all the money, having all those people there. Like, is that what you want?
Well, I think the best way to figure that out is like ask yourself, am I going to be sad that all these people didn't come?
Yep.
Am I going to be sad that I didn't?
And are you going to regret not having that?
And am I going to be sad that I didn't dance with my friends on the dance floor all night? Am I going to be sad yeah. that we didn't cut cake? Like, if you are, if there's a, like, I do your pros and cons list. Like,
totally.
Like, we all do it. We all make a list yeah. like that for all these things we yeah. need to.
Yeah.
And if it, I don't know, if it outweighs, if you're really going to be heartbroken.
Yeah.
Then maybe you do choose to do the normal, like normal way, yeah. which is fine. But
yeah,
no, or there's totally those people, or there's people that go get married and then they go and have the wedding and then they're like, oh yeah, by the way, we're actually married. This yeah. is where we're renewing our vows.
So cool.
Yeah. And I think that's really cool too.
Yeah. And it also shows that, like, I think when people do that, it shows how, you know, I think obviously we're wedding photographers, marriage matters. It's, you know, a part of life, whatever. But, like, it shows you also how, like, how much it doesn't matter. That, like, people can go get married and then they wait a year and they're like, oh yeah, we're married. Like,
and like nothing, nobody knew, because it really, like, nowadays, you're already living together, right? Like,
most couples, like, I would say 95 or 99% of our couples live together before they're married.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, back then, like, you have the bridal shower, you have all the gifts at a wedding because the couple's just moving in together and, you know, like, they're starting their lives in that way. So I think weddings are so different, and we haven't really shifted weddings, but, like, we have shifted as people and, like, what's normal in relationships.
They're
but,
slowly,
like,
shifting
the weddings
now.
Themselves. Yeah,
they are now,
with elopements, with different types of weddings. But it's crazy how the shifts have been so different, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, yeah. So you kind of brought this up, but, like, receptions. So a lot of people will go elope, like, they'll go to Mexico, they'll go to the States, mm-hmm. they'll go get married somewhere, and then they come back to their hometown. And they'll have a reception.
Mm-hmm.
Yay or nay. Thoughts on that?
I think if you really are heartbroken that you're not going to get it, do it for sure.
Yeah.
But it's funny. I have actually just recently talked to a friend, like, last week. And she did that. She went and eloped. They had a reception the next year. And she's like, honestly, I would not have done that. I wouldn't have done it.
Really?
Yeah. Just
so which part did she regret?
No, like, so she
was this Miranda?
Yeah.
With Yosemite? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She wouldn't have had a reception. She would have just went and eloped and not done that. Because she said it was...
Like, a lot of people say that.
Well, she said it was great. And I feel like they did it because they felt like they had to have the party when they came back. Because they have a lot of friends. I think they had, like, 150 people there or something. Like, it was quite big. Which, I guess 150 people is not huge, but... she said just
but like everyone they wanted
she's like, I don't know if I would do it again. She's like, I probably wouldn't.
Interesting. Yeah,
because that just shows
and
you.
I think because the hype's kind of over too, right? Like, once you have the elopement, whether it's like just you and your partner or like 20 people, I think the excitement's there the day of and it's for you guys, and then you go and you do this other party and it's not for you guys, it's literally for other people most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's couples who want that celebration, but I think the hype is kind of over.
I've seen people do this where it's like they will elope privately, not have a reception, and then renew their vows 5 years later and have a wedding.
Mm.
Like a full-on wedding.
When they can afford it probably,
yes.
too.
And then they have the wedding they want because they waited 5 years to save for it.
Yeah.
I think that's also an option too. But yeah, I think that's like a nice... Because they wait. If you wait long enough, then it really is like a whole new celebration because you've changed as people. You have new vows. You are renewing your vows. So all the emotions are real again. Like, not that they ever go away, but it's like a whole new commitment to each other. And it's like...
Totally.
I think that's maybe a little bit of a better option than doing it immediately after you get eloped. Because like you're just doing it again with the same vows, same feelings. I don't know.
I agree. I feel like as like we were talking about like the signing or the like the legal part of a marriage, like I think I would struggle with the party after because for me, I want it all in like the one day. Yeah. Like I wouldn't want to go and do it all again in a different place. Like that's just not me. But I feel like I understand when people want to do it because like, you know, maybe the reason for going somewhere else is they want to do a destination wedding. But then... their family, like their grandparents can't come. So I understand that part of it, but personally, I wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah. Honestly, like I think it just depends again, like on the people you are.
Totally.
And your friend group and your family.
And that's all that matters. Like you need to feel like, okay, is this what I want to do? And if it is, frig, yeah, do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
no, 100%.
Yeah. Mm. And then I guess to wrap it all up, let's talk about our favorite elopements. We've both done, especially with COVID, like people were forced kind of to do elopements. So do you have a couple favorites? I have a couple.
Yeah, I think I got about a few. Yep.
Yeah. What's your first fave?
I've talked about it before, so I feel like it's already.
I know. The one that's my favorite, I've also kind of talked about a lot. But
It's funny, if we did this next week, I'd probably have a new favorite because I haven't elopement this weekend. But
oh yeah, true.
But the one I did in the small town of BC was really, really, really beautiful. And I think it just really, really did sum up every part of the description of elopement that you looked up. Like their first look. Well, first of all, she got ready in the morning just with her mom in their house. Nothing crazy. They did their own flowers. She grew on flowers. She did her own hair and makeup, like all the stuff that was important to her because she doesn't care about all the other stuff. We went into their first look at the waterfall that's really special to them. Like that was a really special place. They went and they picked out like a special place in the forest to do the ceremony where two trees were growing into each other to like symbolize them growing together. So they intentionally went out and picked that spot and then they got married there in the middle of the forest, which is really important to them. And then they danced in the moss in the forest with no shoes on. And like we went and had a potluck dinner at their house after for supper. And it was just very small and intimate and like everybody was happy. Everybody was having a good time. And it was very them. Like there's nothing they could have done, I think, differently to make it more them. So I think it just really sums it up. That's probably why I like it the best, because they did like it.
And they didn't have a bridal party or anything, did
no,
they?
Because it's no. No, because yeah. They were like, it's about us. Like, well, actually, no, sorry. Yeah. They did. They didn't have a bridal party, but they had like a best man. Or he had
like someone to sign.
He had
more.
A best woman, and she had her brother as her best man. Like so, it wasn't even so it wasn't even like she had a girlfriend as her maid of honor. Like it was her brother,
yeah.
And then he had a really close friend be his best cute. Woman. Like it was. It's just I don't yeah. know. It was just so intimate. Yeah,
I love that.
Beautiful. What was yours?
I think
what's one of yours?
My favorite. I have obviously talked about it too, but it's the one I did in Golden,
mm-hmm.
and. So this couple had a baby before they were married, obviously, and the baby was like one, and they just decided like they were engaged and they were like, you know what? We just want to go to our favorite place and just get married mm-hmm. with us and our baby and our dog. And I like her mom was like heartbroken about it. And when I posted the picture, she messaged me and was like, thank you so much for being there. Like, because, you know, like family, I think, does have a hard time with it. But they were like, no. This is what we want to do. So they rented this cabin on the side of the mountain mm-hmm. in Golden. And it was like, it wasn't a fancy cabin. It was like kind of a, I don't know, just like rustic. Like a little house.
Rustic, yeah.
Rustic cabin. And they hired an officiant. And the officiant, they said to her like, oh, do you know anyone that would, like, do you know any kids that could babysit while the ceremony is happening so that someone could like hold their baby during the ceremony? So this officiant from Golden came, brought her like, 10-year-old or 12-year-old neighbor.
Oh my god.
This is like kid babysat. I did up the bride's dress. Aww. And I was like, do you want me out there for like when you walk out? Like she was like, I don't really even care about him, you know, like doing the first look thing. So I just like followed her as she walked out to the ceremony spot. And it was just so intimate and raw. And they like knew they weren't gonna see any of us again. So their vows were so beautiful and like something they would have never said in front of people they loved, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, it was so cool. I got to sign the paper. Mm-hmm. That's why I think in BC, the officiant can maybe, don't quote me on that, but like sign the witness.
I can't remember.
Because it was just me there. And obviously the kid wasn't old enough to sign.
Yeah.
And then we did pictures of them and their baby and their dog. And then they put their baby to bed and they had their baby monitor and we just like walked around the property and took pictures of the mountains. They played music and just like they were so in love and it was just so authentic and real and just like the coolest thing I got to be a part of.
Yeah, that's why we do it.
And she's like, I got my dress off ASOS. Like it was just the coolest wedding. Mm-hmm. And then I think they maybe did a reception where they were from after, but I don't even remember. But
yeah,
it was so special. That was like my favorite. And then there's one other little cute one I did, and it was for my great uncle. And they weren't telling anyone they got married. They called me that week and were like, hey, this is actually the first wedding I did on my own. They were like, hey, Sarah, can you do our, we're getting married. We're not telling anyone. Like, you can't even tell your mom. We're like gonna do it here at this like little church at the museum. And
I remember that.
It was just my auntie and my uncle and then my great uncle and the lady he married. And they got married in this little old church, and then we did the photos, and that's how they told everyone. That's and it was so like cute. The coolest. It was adorable, but it's just another, like, you know, you can just get married.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Love. Well, another elopement. And this one is always going to be one of my favorites. And it's probably one, like, you know how we talked about bringing some of your friends? It could still be an elopement. Yes. What this was. It was my Vegas elopement. Probably forever going to be one of my favorite ones. Because they went to the Little White Chapel, like the iconic Little White Chapel. And an Elvis impersonator married them. I think he was dressed as Elvis, or maybe he was supposed to be. Oh, God, don't quote me. If they're listening, I'm sorry. I can't remember. But we literally, so, like, they literally just did whatever they wanted, and they're like, we are just going to have fun. So they brought their friends. There's probably, like, 15 of us. Brought their dad. And then the first night we were there, they had a joint bachelorette party, which is kind of funky because lots of people don't do that. And we, like, just drove around in a limo going to random spots. They went out after. I did not, because I was a respectable young lady that had to work the next day. But I would have, because it sounded like a hoot.
Yeah.
But then, like, I dressed up with them. Like, because it was, like, retro cowboy themed. Yeah. So I, like, wore, like, bell bottoms. Like,
so
because cool. I'm, like, just because I'm their photographer doesn't mean I can't have fun with them. I feel like when you, like, when you add yourself into the party, like, there's some, like, I think I would have been fine if I just wore black and just, like, whatever. But, like, dressing up and being a part of the party, like, they loved it so much that, like, I was literally a part of their friend group for the night instead of.
It adds to the vibe and the energy. If you're sitting there, like, out of place, then they're not going to be their authentic selves. And if you're, like, having fun, you're in the party, then they're like, oh, okay, we can have fun.
Yeah.
It, like, gives them more permission almost, right?
And then the next day, they got married. And we just got ready, went to the Little White Chapel, like, drove around again, had, like, a small dinner, and that was the day. Like, it was so – she changed for dinner into, like, just a different white dress. So she had three different dresses because she had one for the bachelorette party, one for the wedding, one for the dinner. I don't know. And it was
that
just
– so fun.
It's fun to see. Like, I love both of these, like, my forest, small, intimate – wedding like that, but I also loved the elopement party vibe. Like, there's so many ways you can do it, but they were both so fun and cool. And, like, I feel like I'm just part of the group now. Like, because, like, you really are, like, in their lives, like, for that weekend. Like, you're just part of their family.
And I think it honestly, especially with that type of wedding, like, it means something to those people if you just, like, submerse, whatever that word is.
Immerse,
yourself into it. Because then they're like, okay, like, she's just one of us. I think, like, for me, if I went to Vegas and was getting married and, like, having fun, I would want my photographer to be in on it.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't want them to feel, like, left out. So I think those type of people, like, you know, they want you to be, in on the vibe.
And it was so fun. She got me, like, a little gift bag. Like, everybody else got a gift bag. Aww. I got a gift. I couldn't bring it home because it was alcohol. And then I couldn't bring it home because I only took a carry-on. Yeah. So I couldn't check it. So I had to, like, give it to someone else. But it's fine.
Yeah.
No, it was so fun.
That's so
funny. And just, like, the difference between the two. And they're both so fun. But, like, it was awesome.
So cool.
Bring me to all of the Vegas weddings, please.
Yeah, that sounds like.
Oh, that was iconic. That was so fun.
Yeah.
I want to go back now. I keep forgetting I went to Vegas.
Yeah, I honestly kind of forgot that you did too. You need to post more about that.
I know. I just forget.
But yeah, that's kind of our take on elopements. And I think the main thing is just do what you want and your parents will forgive you.
Well, okay, actually, and I want to talk, like, I want to talk about one thing that popped into my head while we were talking about this.
Yeah.
So the reason I think, like, having a photographer is important because you want the pictures. Like, that's, like, the main thing. But if you are eloping and you're not bringing your family and it's really just you two, another great reason to have a photographer is so that they actually get to feel like they were a part of it when they see your photos back. And if it's really important to you that, like, they get to see the memories, maybe you hire a videographer, like, so that they really can feel like they were there. Like, and I know that it's not the same as actually being there and being a part of it, but if you hire
but they'll be so grateful.
If you hire a really good videographer, they can make a film that makes you feel like you're there. And your parents will be eternally grateful. And that's a great way to still have your elopement and still include your family in it. Like, and you can, and like, you can maybe even surprise them. Maybe you don't tell them you're getting a videographer and then you say, hey mom, like, here's this. Or you tell them and you say, look, like, I know we're going by ourselves. Like we want to have you a part of it. That's why we're getting this done, so that you can always look back at it. I mean, it's not the same as being there, but I think that that is something that people can respect a lot if they can't make it. Like, you know what I mean? Like your mom and dad, that's something that would maybe help them out with the whole fact that you're doing that or choosing to do that for yourselves.
And I think that's so true, because like I was talking about that wedding where it was just the couple and their baby and their dog.
No, that's what brought it to my head.
That's why that mom messaged me. She was like, I'm so glad you were there, because I feel like I was there, and like it meant so much to her that it was captured. Mm-hmm. And she was obviously sad she wasn't there, but she was like, at least someone was there to capture it and see it.
Right?
And, yeah. So I think that's so true. Mm-hmm. But do it. But it's so funny because we're so like pro elopement, but like I don't think we will elope. I don't know.
Half of me would want to.
Stay tuned.
Half of me would want to. And I think I don't know.
I think at this time of the year, I'm like, I'm never having a wedding. Like, weddings are give me the ick. Nope, not happening. Like, you're so done with everything wedding. Yeah. And then the spring, it's like, oh, I would do this when I walk down the aisle. And
us photographers are pretty bipolar in that way, honestly.
But it's so funny because at the end of wedding season, you're just like done with it. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. Like you go to weddings every single weekend. You see the same thing every single weekend. So, yeah. And then we just like fall in love with it again in the spring.
Yeah. It happens every time. Every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the joys. But yeah, that's kind of our like take on elopements. But yeah, thank you guys for listening again. And
make sure you like, make sure you follow our pages.
Download those episodes.
Yeah, we would love you eternally.
Yes, we do anyways.
But actually, I would love to know, well, no one's, I don't know, if you want to comment, let us know. But I want to know what you guys want to hear. What do you want to hear from
us? Yeah.
Like,
we need some more.
Maybe we topics. Should talk about, you know what, this came into my head just now, but maybe we should talk about editing. What?
Oh, yeah. I'd be down for that.
Yeah. Do a little.
That's something we've never really touched on.
Yeah. Do a little editing. Yeah. Like,
let us know. Slide into our DMs. Comment on our YouTube. I think you can comment on podcasts on Spotify now. So
leave us a comment. Let us know, please.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds good. But yeah, we will see you next week. And Jordan and I are going to recap our fun September weddings that we have. We're both so pumped for this weekend because I think it's something different for both of us.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna
That'll be our episode next Tuesday. We're both gonna be like on a high.
I'm traveling Friday and then I have my weddings Friday and Saturday. Like it's the same wedding, but it's both days. And then
oh right, because you're doing 2 days of coverage. Cool.
And then traveling halfway home the next day and then the other half of home Monday. So
yeah, we will see you next week with a little wedding recap, and thank you for listening if you're still here.
Bye.
Bye.